Speaking of votes, hey, let's talk about the United States of America. We need to talk about that because that thing, imeningia kwa damu. I never thought that US election will really get to me this much until today. Yeah, let's talk about. Hey, what's up? How are you doing? Welcome to another awesome episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! I'm in a better mood today. I like that. Guys, can you hear the rain? It's literally raining outside, like it's drizzling. Yo, wait, it's so cold and it's like 5. I'm recording this at 5 a.m. It's me and my weird recording owls against the wall, and it's literally raining and it's so freaking cold. But I hope you can't hear the rain, please. I do hope so. But welcome to this new episode. This is episode 94. Welcome to episode 94. We are 6 episodes away to the 100th episode. So be sure to check my Instagram and send in your questions. You can even send me your questions on the DM or just the Instagram poll. Send your questions, send your questions, send your questions, and I'll be sure to answer all the questions, all your burning questions on the 100th episode. So I'm super excited for that. Anyway, how are you guys doing? How are you doing since the last time you had this waker? Hope you guys are well. Hope you guys are well. Anyway, random things. Like I told you, these roads to the 100th episodes, we're just doing random but very impactful things, random but very sensitive, random but very, like, very important things that important list, like basic, like list. It's a whole lot of different things because I'm alone on these episodes. So today's episode is what caught my attention in the past, like, week, in the past week since the last time I spoke to you guys. I'm gonna give you a list of what's caught my attention and what's my opinion on these matters. First things first, by the big news, big news, big news. You remember the APVA award that I won? Yep. So actually, winning that award, I got a sponsorship from Iono. Iono FM is a streaming platform in the in South Africa. So they're sponsoring my podcast. They're sponsoring my show on their platform for 1 year. I got the 1 year package. So shout out to you guys, each and everyone who voted for me. So you see, your vote counted. Your vote counted. Your vote counted. So shout out to you guys, and I'm super proud to be happening. Like, I'm super proud for this. Like, this is happening. Like, what the heck? I never thought that my podcast, never in my wildest imagination would I ever thought that my podcast would get to this point, that I would get sponsorship. So now, after this sponsorship, like, I'm super grateful. And then I'm like thinking, so there, like, are things out there that I can, they can happen to me? Like, actually, like, who the hell do I think I am that these things can't happen to me? Like, these things can happen to me. If they're happening to other people, they can happen to me. And now this is just like, it's the proof that I need, that being so getting this is my first sponsorship. Yeah, so this is my first sponsorship. So shout out to Iono FM. So my podcast is gonna be available on that, on their platform, Iono.fm. So you can check it out. It's a South African platform that is sponsored. Like, they have managers from the UK. I don't have the entire details, but yeah, I don't have the entire details. But just know they're sponsoring my show, my podcast, in their platform, on their platform, for the next 1 year. So yeah, it started on 1st November and it's going to go until next year on 31st. How many days does October have? Yeah, until 30th October 2025. So I'm super excited for that, and shout out to each and everyone out there, all the speakers out there who held me down, and each and everyone of you who voted. So you see, your vote counts. Speaking of votes, hey, let's talk about the United States of America. We need to talk about that because that thing, imeningia kwa damu. I never thought that US election will really get to me this much until today. Yeah, let's talk about that, a quick one. So And you know, everyone knows across the world, everyone knows that the United States of America held their presidential elections yesterday. Yesterday was Tuesday, yeah, on 5th November. And the results just came in okay, I'm recording this on 7th November, which is on 5 a.m. So they voted on 5th November, like 2 days ago. And then the results came in yesterday. And guess what? Trump won. Like, what the fuck? What the heck? What the actual fuck? Like, Trump won the elections again. After all the things that he has done, after all the felonies that he has been accused of, after how that guy throws his mouth, the guy is just back. Like, the guy is just back. And people over... Okay. Let's get this straight. I'm not a political analyst, number one. I'm not a political activist. Like, I'm not good in politics, but I'm going to share my opinion on this pod. Number one, how the hell did the Americans allow Trump to get back on the United States? Oh, on the United States, on the White House? How did they allow him to go back to the White House after all the things that he has done, all the felonies he has been accused of, how he throws his mouth, all the things that he vocally says that he's against? Well, I don't know how that happened. Okay, I'm not about to say that Kamala Harris is... I did a bit of my research because I don't want to always come here on the pod like discussing things that I'm not sure about. I did a bit of my research, and this is just me giving my 2 cents of what I think about the matter. So I'm not saying that Kamala Harris is like a saint on all this. Everyone has their flaws, but Kamala has not been accused of any felonies. At least she gets that. And she stands for women. Point, let's get this straight. I'm a feminist. If you listen to this podcast, you know I'm a feminist. I'll always support women. And Kamala, she supports women. And I like how even the celebrities, people are there supporting her. Kina Beyonce, the Cardi B, Kerry, what's the name? Kerry Washington. Not Kerry Washington. Yeah, even Kerry Washington. These are the Beyonce's cousin. What's her name? Kelly Rowland, yeah. So yeah, how they were vocal and about supporting her, and she and how all the things she stood up, she's the things that she stood for, and she gave us hope as women, like her being the, like, I had hope. If there's anyone who had hope, and I'm not even in the US, I'm not even a US citizen, I had hope. Like, Kamala, please do this for us. I was like, she's representing all the women in the entire world. I was like, please win this for us. Like, I thought like her win would have meant a lot for us as women, would have meant a lot for women across the world, being the first black, being the first woman president of the United States, bro. That would have set the bar for women everywhere across the world. So I just wanted her to win this. But then, I guess America will never be great again. My opinion, though. But when I just saw the result, I just woke up yesterday and saw the result. I was like, wow, a girl can hope. But yo, so when are we going to get there as women? When are we even going to get there? When? Like, I was thinking, if America is that far from evolving that they'd rather vote in a felon, a person who has been accused of felonies, they'd rather put that person back into power than give it to a woman, than give it to a black woman, then we are far from evolving. We are far from evolving. We have a long way to go. As women, oh my God, it makes me so sad that we have a long way to go as women. And why do people fear women in power? Like, what's up with men, though? Like, why do people fear women in power? People fear a woman. It sucks. Like, I'm so heartbroken by the United States. Oh, I'm so heartbroken by how things turned out. I really had this one. I was like, okay, Kenya, we have a shitty president, we want to give him a one term, but then US, you could have done this for us. Just give the woman, like, we could have done this for, like, at least, even though, okay, I'm not even, like, supporting, like, Kamala. At least if it was somebody else, I would support even that other person, even if it was a man, than Trump, than Donald Trump. I wish it was even another person who had won, than even Trump, even if it's not Kamala. Like, it would just be another person than Donald Trump. Not just him, please. Better be another person. Not him. No, please. But I guess the Americans have decided, and it sucks for us women. Like, I wanted this for us, man. It sucks. Like, when are we gonna get there as women? It's so, and we are in the 21st century, and that is America we're talking about. Not at least even Africa, we have like women presidents. America, like, I thought we had a chance. Like, the 47th is the the 47th time was gonna be our time. Like, it was gonna be the charm. The 47th time was gonna be the charm. But no, I guess not. So it sucks. I'm so heartbroken by that, and it sucks, man. It sucks. So that's it. That's happened, and I guess, of course, Kamala has already conceded defeat and anything and everything. So I guess that has happened. So, in my own opinion, America will never be great again. If you ask me, you put that person in power, America, say goodbye to greatness. Anyway, speaking of women and how people don't like seeing a woman in power, seeing a woman in power, seeing a woman who knows her rights, like seeing a woman who takes charge. People don't like that. Let's talk about what the heck is happening in our country. Let's come back to Kenya. Let's come back to Africa. Let's come back to Kenya a bit. Like, what's happening in Kenya currently? Why are people still killing women? I thought we were past this. I thought that femicide was behind us. And then, of late, like, 100 women have lost their lives, literally, to femicide. Like, what the heck? I thought when we protested back when the year was, at the beginning of the year in February, I thought we were past femicide. I thought we were past that. And then now, all of a sudden, women are being killed everywhere. Literally, almost a day, like a day doesn't go by without us hearing that a woman has been killed, and they're being killed mercilessly. What the heck is going on with our freaking country? So, girlies, stay safe out there. Like, I don't know what's happening. Like, end femicide for real. And you, if you don't know, if you really want to know that this happened, I did a special episode, a special unspoken episode on end femicide. It's like at the beginning of the year, back in February, when women are being killed, and we protested on the streets, and we thought like these were behind us. And then now they're still killing women. Like, when does it stop? When does it, like, my heart bleeds. My heart bleeds for all girls. My heart bleeds for all women. Like, my heart just bleeds for the female gender. Like, when is enough enough? At what point are people gonna stop putting us down as women? Like, honestly, this has been my worst week to be a woman, this has been my worst week to be a girl, worst week to be a woman. It has been my worst week, because with Kamala failing, that was a low blow for me. And then now the femicide killings, just they're getting rampant, and I'm like, yo, in whose hands are we safe? In whose hands are we safe, man? Like, what the heck is happening? So my heart goes out to all women out there. Stay safe, guys. If you're listening to this, my girl, please be safe. Please check on people who check on people who are around you. Like, don't trust people easily out there. And I'm speaking to myself as I say this. Don't trust people easily. Stay safe. Be your sister's keeper. Like, just be safe, man. Because what's happening out there, it's really terrifying, and we ain't safe. So be safe. Be your sister's keeper. And I think that those are the two things, main things, that caught my attention in the past week. The Trump being the 47th president, which sucks. And then femicide. Those are the main two things that caught my attention. Okay, another matter. The third thing that really caught my attention this week. Let's see. The Body by Design scandal. The scandal, have you heard? Let me give you context. So there's a cosmetic hospital in this country called Body by Design. In our country, when I say this country, it's Kenya. It's called Body by Design, that they had a scandal. They did like an operation on someone, a surgery on a certain lady, and then she died. I know they're being accused of negligence. So yeah, the facility has been closed and the woman lost her life. Yo, how risky is that? How that is, like, how sad is that? Like, how sad is that? And then I think they messed with the wrong family, because I think that lady came from a powerful family, that like people who have power and influence. So that's why they went, the facilities was closed when they pressed charges, and then they went to court. Like, a lot of things have happened, and I'm like, yeah, that is crazy though. Like, I'm talking to my girls now. Have you ever thought, okay, I don't know if men can do cosmetic surgery. Okay, I think they can. Have you, talk to yourself, like, ask yourself, have you ever thought of having cosmetic surgery? Because I have. Let me be real. I've thought of it. It's been a wild thought. But anyway, it's just a thought, because those things are hella expensive and I don't even have that money now. And it's like 1 million shillings just to do all those things. Because, of course, I won't lie, like, I'm comfortable with some parts of my body. I'm not. I'm going to be honest. But I've thought about it. I was like, one day, I was thinking, one day if I ever become a millionaire and I have nothing important to do with my money, I'm going to go for a cosmetic surgery. It was so crazy. I'm going to go for a BBL. But then when this happened, I was like, okay, so there's that risk that this can happen. You can actually lose your life. And I'm like, no, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. Let me just stay with my body. I'm good. I'm good. Because, by the way, it's always a risk. So now I'm not gonna be on at, I'm supporting the doctors, I'm supporting the girl. I don't know what happened. I don't have the clear terms. I don't know if it's negligence or what happened at this in that hospital. I don't know, but just my two cents is that I was thinking about doing cosmetic surgery maybe in time when I become a billionaire, but now I'm like, okay, I don't think I can do that. I don't think, like, I'm currently watching, there's a girl, there's a YouTuber, she's Kenyan, she actually did her surgery in that same facility, Body by Design. She did a BBL and a liposuction. So she's like, I like how she's sharing her journey honestly. In fact, from her journey is when I've made my decision. I like how she's sharing her journey from when she got the BBL, the things that she you need to know before getting cosmetic surgery. In fact, the BBL is not the problem. The money is not the problem. It's the post-surgery, the post-care, bro. It's expensive, and then it's a lot of work, and then it takes a lot from you. And I was like, I was just watching her journey, and I was like, no, I'm not sure I want this for myself. I'm like, no, thank you. Thank you, God, for my body. I'm good. Okay, and I'm saying this now. My opinion might change in the next 5 years, in the next 2 years, in the next 1 year, so don't come for me. That happens. But for now, I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good with my body. I'm good. So that really caught my attention. And shout out to that girl, Miss Obu. She's actually sharing her journey. And I'm super proud of her. Like, she's so confident. She's real, authentic for sharing. So I'm happy. Like, she actually, from just her YouTube, I've learned a lot about BBL, liposuction, cosmetic surgery. So shout out to her. Anyway, that is the third thing that really caught my attention this week. The fourth thing that caught... I have like a few. It's like four things. So, yeah. The fourth thing that really caught my attention this week is that there's nothing as a waiting season, guys. There's nothing as a waiting season. You hear these things, people always say, like, I mean, at you have prayed to God, now you're in a waiting season, so you're waiting for marriage. You're in your marriage waiting season. I mean, you're in a waiting season for getting pregnant or maybe having a child. So there's this thing called waiting season. I know you know it. And then, but I saw a post on TikTok that really changed my perspective about that. Like, there's nothing as a waiting season. It's just you who's in your mind, in your head, who make a tuyo, like, I'm in my waiting season. Like, how do you wait? How, that is just like you're idolizing something that you have no idea about. Like, you're just waiting. Like, I'm in my waiting season. I'm waiting for a man. Like, you don't even know if you're going to get a man. Or you're waiting to get married. Like, you don't even know if you're ever going to get married. Like, you're waiting for something that you don't even know if it's going to happen. You know how, you see how that, how crazy that sounds. Like, you're idealizing something that you have no idea about. Like, you're waiting. Like, how, so think about it like this. How do you want your life to look if it doesn't happen? Because in your waiting season, all you're doing is just envisioning how your life is going to be when this thing happens. And you don't even know when it's actually going to happen. And the worst thing is you don't even know if it's actually going to happen. So there's nothing as a waiting season, guys. There's nothing as a waiting season. The waiting season is in on your head. It's not just on your head. It's like you're just in on your head, man. There's nothing like a waiting season. Waiting to do alignment, there's this thing like a team. When I was thinking about the waiting season, all out, I thought about this pressure that you're always given to do. In your 20s is when you're supposed to build foundations. At the age of 25 to 30, that's when you need to be aligned with your goals. If you're not aligned with your goals at the age of 25 to 30, by 30, in your late 30s, you're not gonna make it. Like those things are like. Honestly, if you ask me, then it's never that serious. Things to do with time, things to do with what you don't know about. That's why the future, once manga, we don't know what the future holds, honestly. You don't know what the future holds. So these are just trial and error. In your 25 is the age when... That's why, if you ask me, I don't believe in zodiac signs, star signs. I don't believe in that shit. Those are these things that have been created by people. If you read those star signs, they're things that you can relate with. That's why that's why those people who create them, those people who write them, those people are making money. Have you ever seen a newsletter? People who write newsletters about zodiac sign, even on newspapers and newsletters on your email. Those people are therapists who are in their bag, who are making money from your illusion that because I'm a Virgo, I don't ask Virgos, we don't do this. At Libras are meant to do to date. Suji was Gemini or Suji Capricorn. Oh, those things aren't real. If you ask me, they are not. Because all those things, if you read them, you can find they're created in a specific way which each person who reads them can relate to them. So you think that it's about you, but they're created by therapists. So they ain't real. They ain't real. Don't believe those things. They ain't real. They ain't real, honestly. That's why I don't believe. So these things about waiting season, this precious dream age and everything. Don't really think too much about them. If you honestly don't give them too much attention, honestly. Move at your own time, move at your own pace, do what you want, do what you can do now. Stop by 20s. Like, don't give yourself like a timeline, honestly. Like, move at your own pace. That really caught my attention and it got me thinking about a lot of stuff. Yeah, so I hope it has made sense. I hope it has made sense, because one thing about me, I'm gonna yap, but I hope what I've said, like, I hope that thing, waiting season, I can't really explain it how they explained on the TikTok, but that is how it was, just that was the brief thing about what they said, and it actually makes sense to me. And I hope you have your own opinion about that, and I just hope it makes sense to you. But those are the four things that actually caught my attention this week. And I was like, okay, this is crazy. I have a bonus one. A bonus thing. Black November. If it's November, Black November, Black Friday deals. Yo, this November, prepare your monies, because the deals are insane. Black November deals. Each company, like, hakuna company ina November deals. Each company has November deals, November Black November deals, offers and offers and offers. So, guys, if there's if there was ever a time for you to buy things in bulk, it's now. it's now. Like, even me now, I'm broke. As I'm shooting this, I'm literally so broke because all my money I've spent on Jumia, buying skincare products, buying body care products, buying a few electronics. Like, yo, I'm broke right now. I'm broke right now because the deals are crazy. Like, I can't. They're so tempting. The deals are so insane. They're so good. And I'm like, if I don't buy these things now, I'm not going to buy them until next year. So this is the right time. So Black November is upon us, guys. And please use it. Use it wisely. Use it wisely. Buy those things that you've always wanted. It's, if you are, and the month is just, it's, the month is a child. The month has just begun. So you have time. The offers are just, Kwanzaa especially, I'm speaking on Jumia mostly because, yeah, Jumia has a lot of stuff and Jumia is like legit. So I'm speaking about Jumia, like the offers are from 1st November to 1st December. So you have a whole month to get your finances right and buy all those things because December is coming. Who doesn't want gifts on December? Who doesn't want to have new clothes on Christmas? Like, yo, it's time to buy all those things now. So I just wanted to remind you guys, Black November is here. Use it wisely. Whatever you do with this information is up to you. No pressure. Whatever you do with this information is up to you. Anyway, I had fun shooting this episode. I was happy. I don't know if the rain has been, like, I don't know if you can hear the rain. I hope not. I really hope not. But I had fun really shooting this. These random episodes are driving me insane. I really love them. But I hope you have learned something from what, like, this is just my 2 cents, honestly. But I hope you've learned something. My mission is always, like, after each episode, after you listening to an episode of mine, you just learn one thing. Just me, if you learn one thing, I'm good. Like, if one thing impacts you, I'm good. Like, mission accomplished. So hope you've been impacted by what I've spoke about here on the pod on this 94th episode. So yeah, I'm super excited for the 100th episode. Remember, send in your questions, and I'm about to upload a new vlog. I'm done editing and I'm just about to upload it. So check out my YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE. Like, share, subscribe, support my content over there. Check out my IG, Awino Awiti, Unspoken Podcast KE. I'm currently doing, I'm on a reel. I'm like, I feel like my creative juices are just flowing right now. So I uploaded what, the short form content for TikTok and IG reels and YouTube shorts. So check them out. Support me on TikTok and yeah, like my content. Yeah. Send in your questions. I'm still taking in questions. I see the questions. I see the juicy questions you guys are sending me. So send in the questions and I'll answer all of them on the 100th. The mighty 100th episode. So yeah, super fun. Anyway, guys, let me love and live because one thing about me, I'm gonna yap. So yeah. Anyway, let me love and leave you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed shooting it. Actually, I enjoyed recording this today. Not like last episode, my mood was in the pits, but I'm good now. So yep, and my voice is doing way better. Pombe ni mbaya. So guys, let's I'll see you guys on Sunday. Yeah, I'll see you guys on Sunday for the 95th episode. Now today's 7th November. I just want to close this episode here and then I'm gonna start editing it right now immediately and then upload it, and then after that I'm gonna cozy up on my bed because it's raining, and then I'm gonna cozy up on my bed and then I'm gonna watch an amazing series on Netflix because I deserve it. Because by the way, today Outer Banks Season 4 Part 2 comes out today. I'm super excited for that. Like, yo, I've waited for Part 2, honestly. And did I tell you I'm watching Outer Banks? You know, I always tell you guys the movies, the series I'm watching. I put you guys on. So I'm currently watching Outer Banks and it's insane. It's amazing. The plot, the storyline, the acting, the characters. Oh, chef's kiss. So get it from me. If you haven't watched it, run, don't walk, run on Netflix and watch it. So I'm just enjoying that. I wanna sit, drink my hot coffee, drink a cup of hot coffee because it's raining and it's so cold, cozy up on my new bed. Did I tell you guys? Hey guys, today I'm just in a good mood, man. Cozy up in my new bed. I have a new bed, guys. I have a new bed. Go and check it on YouTube if you want to see it. Everything is on my YouTube channel. I have a new beautiful, very beautiful bed. I'm gonna drink my coffee, hot coffee, cozy up on my new bed, watch Netflix, because I'm just a girl. And because it's the little things that matter. It's the little pleasures in life that matter. So I'm gonna cozy up and do that. I'll see you guys on Sunday. Be safe. And ladies, women, especially my girlies, be safe, because the streets ain't safe for us anymore. I'll see you guys on Sunday. Adios.